Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Socio alongside Patriots Football Weekly's Paul Perillo. We are a week into training camp 2015, Paul, and a week away from the Patriots' first preseason game against Green Bay. And today was the first opportunity to practice with NFL officials on the field.
Yeah, always a sign that things are getting close to getting a little bit more real. Just some of the things, you know, the officials want to have this opportunity to start seeing some live bodies in front that they can sort of judge. And it's always good for the players to get actual calls. You know, yes, it was a catch for Brandon Gibson on the sideline over there. Yes, the field goal that you didn't know was good or not. Yes, it was good. So it's always nice to get those zebras out there, too.
Didn't you mention Brandon Gibson? At the wide receiver spot, we didn't see Julian Edelman or Aaron Dobson. Right. We saw a lot of Gibson and Josh Boyce today.
Yeah, it's sort of a continuing theme for us, Bob. We're talking about every day seemingly someone being out and creating an opportunity, and now you add Aaron Dobson to that list of the guys on the sidelines, and I thought Josh Boyce made the most of it today. Brandon Gibson again showed up, made some catches. He's been a little bit up and down during camp, but I thought today might have been Boyce's best day. He was inside, outside, making some plays down the field. Building off what I thought was a strong practice for him last night inside the stadium, so Josh Boyce taking advantage.
When it comes to catching the ball out of the backfield, anybody in the lead, Travaris Cadet, it seems, is a guy who's really made strides, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, he's been extremely impressive to me throughout camp. And the thing about Cadet, I know he can catch the ball. I've seen that enough during the, whatever, six, seven practices that we've had. I know he can run after he catches it because he's extremely impressive doing that. What I don't know is his ability to block. Can he line up in the backfield and do all the blitz pickup work that Kevin Faulk and Danny Woodhead and Shane Vereen did so well before him in that role? We know it's a very important role for Tom Brady in this offense, and we just don't know. We'll have to wait and see when the pads come on for real during some of these games, some of the preseason games, maybe even against New Orleans in a couple of weeks when we do the joint practices in West Virginia. But I think Cadet has been very impressive. I'm anxious to see more.
Quickly and finally, anybody on defense stand out today?
Overall, I think the secondary, I'll say this, Bob, a pleasant surprise, I think, the play of the secondary. Malcolm Butler in particular, we've talked about him almost every day. But overall, the secondary has not been the huge problem I thought it might be heading into camp.
Paul Perillo, Patriots Football Weekly. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
And for Patriots Today, I'm Bob Socio.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.